been a heck of a roller coaster ride this year. A lot of very big highs and big wins and come from behind wins and big days. You know, the game against Dallas probably stands out big for me, and the game against Baltimore and the three wins at the beginning of the season, and some real emotional lows, you know, some very tough games, tough times for our team. Very proud with the way they bounced back in a number of occasions. But it's been an interesting ride. But starting today, we're moving forward. And I'm extremely pleased to announce that we have three key signings this morning in that effort to move forward towards championships. Those three players that we have signed this morning are number one, Tim Jennings, number two, Matt Slauson, and number three, Jay Cutler. Very pleased to have all three signed for the long term. Tim has signed a four-year contract. Matt has signed a four-year contract, and Jay Cutler has signed a seven-year deal. So we have some key pieces and players and people in place in the coming years. Want to talk a little bit about each of those players. And we will give you an opportunity when we're done, when Mark and I are done today, to talk to each and every one of them. You know, Tim is, you know, I told him when I got here, he's one of my favorite players that I've ever scouted coming out of the University of Georgia. I was in Atlanta at the time and spent a lot of time watching him and having the opportunity to go over to Athens to watch his games. I've always been very impressed with his athletic suddenness, his competitive fire, and the energy that he brings, along with being a key thing in an area that we need to continue to improve in, is he's a playmaker. You know, he's had nine picks a year ago and four picks this year. Those are the type of players that make us better, that make a difference, that make plays. Career-wise, he just started 79 games out of 115 played. He's had 385 total tackles. He's had 20 picks, 71 passes defended, 7 forced fumbles, and 5 fumble recoveries. It's been a big part of our defense since he's been here. You know, he had a tremendous Pro Bowl season a year ago. He started the season out making plays. Obviously, we had some injuries that we didn't have as good a rush that we would want that forced everybody in the secondary to play in a different style. And obviously, with the injury to Charles Tillman, that put a lot of onus on Tim to handle the number one receiver, and I thought he did very well. I thought he had an excellent season, and we're looking forward to having him with us for the long term. And signing Tim, to me, it's about rewarding excellence, and he has had that. I can't tell you enough about the energy that he brings, the positive, upbeat style. And, you know, when I watched, you know, we had a couple tough games there at the end with Philadelphia and Green Bay. And I watched Tim when they were trying to put receivers in the end zone on him, his ability to match and mirror an opponent, to shadow an opponent and keep the quarterback from throwing the best receiver the ball was very impressive to me. Matt Slauson. You know, Matt's a offensive guard that we brought in last year through free agency. I told him when he came in that our intent was to reward him if he played well and that we wanted him to be a Bear for the longer future. Matt certainly deserves that future with the Bears. A key part of our offensive line improvement, Matt is exactly what we were looking for in an offensive guard in this system. Big, long arm, physical, tough, smart, big anchor point for our quarterback to be able to step up when he has outside pressure. Can't say enough about him in terms of his leadership and his fit with our group and the toughness and the physicalness that he brings to that group. When you're a defender lined up against Matt Slauson, at the end of the day, you'll know that if you've played a football game, it defines football because you'll know that you've taken hits and Matt's going to give you everything that he's had each and every play. He's been a very productive player, and again, a player that we're going to reward for his excellence. Very excited to have Jay for the long term. I'll talk about the reasons first. I just want to hit on his key stats. He's had 104 games that he has started. He's had 3,310 attempts, 2,020 completions, 61% completion ratio. He has passed for 23,000 yards, 155 TDs, 112 picks. His quarterback rating in his career right now stands at 84.6. He had his best season as a pro this past year from a statistical outlook. I also think that he had his best season as a pro in terms of his leadership, his improvement, his display of toughness, his ability to bounce back, his ability to handle pressure, and his ability to come back and win games. To be a player that is a reason that you win games. The things that I felt certain about Jay and signing him into the future is, number one, he's a demonstrated winner with the Chicago Bears. Number two, this fall, he showed us right from the beginning that he can be a key player in terms of a player being the reason you win. Those key comeback wins in the beginning of the season against the Cincinnati and against the Vikings started the season off right. He also made key game sealing plays against the Steelers when down on the road. Obviously, he had to battle through some injuries. Obviously, there were tough times. We had a tough game in Detroit. But the thing that I loved seeing in Jay was that although it started out rough, he battled through the tough times and kept fighting and put us in a position where we were in a position to tie the game at the end of the game. He never stopped playing. He never stopped being a leader. He never stopped showing us the skill set that he has. He had his best game from a percentage-wise, from a rating, against our toughest opponent, the New Orleans Saints. The thing that stood out there is also his improvement and reducing turnovers. He had zero picks. He's had zero picks in a number of key games this year. Obviously, he had the last one against Green Bay, but that was the last second desperation throw at the end of the game. I see improvement in his ball security. I see improvement in his distribution to his targets. But I most importantly see a transformation as a leader in his demeanor and working with his teammates and his coaches. I think he has a special bond with our coaching staff, our head football coach, his position coach, Matt Cavanaugh, our offensive coordinator, Pat Meyer, Mike Groh, all of our coaches, and our defensive coaches. I know he has spoken up for Mel Tucker. Jay is a team guy that we feel very comfortable moving forward in our future. He's a key part of winning championship football here in Chicago. He said, we will give you the opportunity to talk to each and every player after we're done here. And what we want to do from here is transition and have Mark sit down, and we'll talk to you a little bit about our team, and then we'll give you a chance to answer questions from there. As you guys know, I'm a little long-winded, so my part will probably take a little longer than Mark's. You'll just have to bear with me because there is a lot to talk about, and I know that you all have a lot of questions. I first want to start off by thanking you. I think that our coverage for NFL football in this town of Chicago Bears is second to none. And as I told you this summer, you guys keep our feet to the fire, and that's a good thing because the way for us to reach championships is to keep pushing our level. And obviously we're going to do that internally, but no one succeeds without a push. Okay, and that's true in competition on your team, but both inside and outside. And you guys do a great job at your task, and there's a very large group of very hardworking, talented people in this room that we all enjoy being around. I want to thank our ownership group, and particularly Virginia McCaskey and George, for their continued support, and their support in so many ways on an individual level and as an organization. And this building here is just proof of that. They want to win championships. They have put the commitment into doing that. And that's to be lauded and appreciated. I want to thank our fans. We have second to none. You know, it's such a joy to be on the at home and on the road and reach out and talk to our fans. It's incredible passion. We have all types of fans. We have fans that just love football. And we could win, lose, or draw, and they'd be happy because they love the Bears and they love football. We have very emotional fans that expect nothing less than a win, and that's all we expect here. All of it is good. All of it is good, and we appreciate each and every one of them. I want to say a special thanks before I started. We just announced three signings. That took a lot of time and effort by a lot of people. That along with Robbie signing last week and Tony Fiametta signing. It puts us on a roadmap to go forward to win championships. There's a lot of people behind those signings. It starts with George. It starts with Ted and their support and to listening to us and holding us accountable. But I will tell you, there's one individual that deserves the bulk of the share of the credit, and that is Cliff Stein. He is tiredless. He's probably tired right now. Tireless, devoted, intelligent, smart, charismatic person who found a way to get this done. And this was no small task. The majority of the work on all three of these contracts were done in the last 3 days. It takes a lot of skill, determination, and effort to make that happen. And Cliff is the one that's got that done.